This building was completed in 1942 for the Munich Regional Finance Administration. The site on which the building stands had previously been exchanged by the same finance administration for another site that was confiscated Jewish property. In this way, the finance administration profited from its own work. From 1933 onwards, in line with Nazi ideology, Jews were systematically excluded from all areas of public life. By 1 April 1933, just 2 months after the Nazis came to power, centrally coordinated violence was being perpetrated against Jewish individuals, businesses and institutions. Nazi propaganda, which fell on fertile ground among the population, made sure that orders to Jewish businesses declined. Citizens who patronized Jewish shops were abused in the street by uniformed officials or publicly denounced. Dr. Uri Siegel returned to live in Munich 50 years ago. As a lawyer, Uri Siegel has helped victims of Aryanization claim restitution and compensation.
My confrontation or my experiences with the Nazis began when my father's partner and cousin, Dr. Michael Fiedel, was led through the city wearing the famous placard saying, "I am a Jew and I won't complain to the police anymore." In fact, he was led through the city in cut-off trousers with his long underpants visible at the bottom. His collar was taken away. At that time, people still wore those collars. And he was led through the city wearing that sign. Nothing was done to my father, but that was the moment when he decided we should emigrate to Palestine. That was in March 1933.
Munich led the way with respect to so-called Jewish policy from an early stage and showed particular zeal in conceiving and carrying out measures to ostracize Jews and deprive them of their rights long before these practices came into effect in the rest of the Reich. Measures aimed at confiscating Jewish property became known under the euphemism Aryanization. The chief instigator of this campaign from 1938 onwards, as well as its main beneficiary, was the state. In Munich, the main authority responsible for taking away property from Jewish citizens was the Regional Finance Administration in close collaboration with the Gestapo. The greed of the Aryanizers was directed at private property, art collections and libraries, houses, flats and land, but also at commercial enterprises. A prominent example was the Modellhaus Adolf Rothschild, a dressmaker's and furrier's shop located at Brienner Straße 52. Owing to a dramatic fall in sales, Adolf Rothschild was forced to stage a clearance sale in September 1938 and thus sell the business for well below its value. Although Rothschild himself managed to emigrate to London, most of his assets were confiscated. Uri Siegel again.
Ich hatte eine Tante, Schwester meiner Mutter, die sehr vermögend war, Gabriele Rosenthal.
I had an aunt, my mother's sister, who was very wealthy, Gabriele Rosenthal. Everything was gradually taken away from her, and she was eventually deported to Piaski, where she was murdered.
Die hatte ein Haus. Leopoldstraße.
She had a house on Leopoldstraße and a commercial building on Kaufingerstraße. The former was sold to the Isar Insurance Company. The house on Kaufingerstraße was Aryanized.
Es war ein Zwangsverkauf unter dem Preis.
She was forced to sell it for below the market price, and the money was put in a closed account to which my aunt did not have access. She had a wonderful library. In 1938, the Gestapo arrived with someone from the Bavarian State Library, and they picked out the first editions and rare books. And she had a beautiful country house in Untergreinau, that's near Eibsee. The local authorities took that from her, too. Then she had to move out. There was a Jewish old people's home in Mathildenstraße near the Eye Hospital. She had to spend some of the time there working as a cleaning woman until she was deported.
The pogrom of November 1938, known as the Kristallnacht, or Night of Broken Glass, marked the beginning of the final murderous phase of the persecution of the Jews. They were forbidden to visit theaters, cinemas, restaurants, museums, or parks. Their driving licenses were revoked, their telephones were cut off, and they were forbidden to keep pets or use public transport. This persecution redoubled Jewish efforts to emigrate. By 1942, almost 8,000 of Munich's Jews had fled. However, close to 3,000 Jewish citizens of Munich never made it to safety abroad. Starting in November 1941, they were deported to Kaunas in Lithuania, Pianski in Poland, Auschwitz and Theresienstadt, where they were murdered.
Now go along Meisterstraße towards Königsplatz.